Hello and welcome to Two Blokes Trading. Join us, the two blokes, Philip and Petter, as we dive deep into the complex world of financial markets and home trading. Today's episode is sponsored by BizIntra Financial Academy. BizIntra offers sponsored trading programs that have been developed by professional traders. Don't pay a fortune to learn how to trade. Simply sign up by using one of their partner brokers and receive trading education and signals by institutional traders. Make sure you log on to www.bizintra.com/two blokes for everything related to the markets. You won't be disappointed. What's up, everybody? My name is Petter, and welcome to today's episode of Two Blokes Trading. I am your host, P-Man. I'm here with my co-host, Philip. Say hello, Philip.
What was that?
That's what you sound like when you do the podcast.
That has to be the most horrible, horrible impression of me ever.
Well, I did my best. I tried.
It wasn't very flattering, Philip.
So, how are things with you, P-Man? It's not been long since we last spoke. It was like... We had a late podcast on Friday, or Saturday it was, wasn't it? And
yeah,
it hasn't been, it's not been too long since we last spoke.
No, it's been a pretty day. Yeah, honestly, I had the market watch earlier this morning, and I have been on the learning wagon all afternoon because I'm trying to get the grips on the webinar software that we're going to use for tomorrow's webinar, and thankfully the guys at BizIntra have been helpful with showing me the ropes and the little quirks that has to basically they've shown me the program.
Easy for you to say.
So it's been a very hectic day for me, so I'm looking forward to winding down for the evening and just catching a good movie and just chilling out.
Yeah,
how about you?
Well, I won't have a quiet evening. I've got a lot of work to do, market research to do, unfortunately, this evening. Aside from all that, looking at the the weather in Ireland is obviously pretty crap. I don't know if the weather has picked up, but speaking to a lot of people in the UK today, and it's been pretty disastrous. So it went from like ridiculously hot to it's still warm, but it's just a torrential rain, so it's pretty bad. Hopefully it's on its way to you.
Yeah, I think it's just the same all over Northern Europe, to be honest. I welcome the cool weather, to be honest, because like sleeping here in Norway was just, it was painful. Yeah. Dude, so yeah, I welcome it, and I hope that like the temperatures normalizes a bit now.
All right, well, let's crack on with a very short podcast today, simply because we went through what news was coming out this week anyway in Saturday's podcast. So, but I just wanted to highlight it for just one more time. I'm not going to discuss any little bits and pieces. The only things that I'm interested in is what I'm going to focus on. So I just want to quickly brush over it. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So that's tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, are busy. There's interesting stuff coming out in the markets. So I just want to highlight it again. Fed monetary policy statement. Interest rates. That's all out tomorrow. FOMC press conference. So if you're not looking at the markets at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening, you know, the most important news of the year, in my opinion, so far, is coming out tomorrow. Interest rate decision out of the U.S., consensus estimates are for 2.25%, so a 25 basis point cut. But I'm going to sneeze. Excuse me. Sorry about that. It just had to happen. But obviously, historically, I don't know why they're putting this 25 basis point cut as a consensus estimate, because like historically, they've always cut 50. So I mentioned briefly my thoughts were in the last podcast. If they do a 25 basis point cut, I think that it will have a negative effect on the stock market and have a positive effect on the dollar. So if they do a 50 basis point cut, we'll have a negative effect on the dollar, but maybe it might be priced in, but not too negative. You know, there might be an initial sell-off. Euro dollar will head a bit higher. Certainly looks like, if you look from a technical aspect, look at the DXY, it looks like, you know, has to break higher here at DXY, or what's going to happen? Is it going to be bobbing around here for the next while? Who knows? But if a sell-off, it's going to happen. we are at levels where it's been at resistance in the past. So just throwing that out there, I'm not saying it's a trade to be taken off, but euro dollar's at like quadruple bottom. I don't know what you might call it, but just saying anyway. But anyway, don't take that trade. Don't do that as a trade. But anyway, that's the tomorrow's FOMC. Obviously, there are some news out for GDP out of Europe, but look, nobody's focusing on that. Everyone's looking at the US at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening. Then Thursday, forget about China. It's all about UK. And then, obviously, ISM manufacturing PMI. So 11 a.m., with all the news about sterling at the moment, like just look at sterling euro at the moment, or euro sterling. You know, I haven't seen it up at these levels in ages, like the most overextended run I've seen in a long time. I've only been looking at it on a daily chart, but I'm sure it looks even more ridiculous and laughable on the weekly chart. So yeah, focus on Thursday, sterling from 11 in the morning, and then ISM from 2 o'clock. Manufacturing is incredibly important to the United States. Will they see growth or won't they? It's interesting that they will be reducing interest rates, and if we get a positive ISM. So those two things don't go hand in hand with each other. You know, if ISM was weakening, then it would make more sense to do a big rate cut. So it'll be funny. I actually would like to see a positive ISM just for out of curiosity, because why would they cut rates and then all of a sudden there's growth within the economy in the US? This is going to be an interesting one to see tomorrow. So I mean, next Wednesday, tomorrow and Thursday are going to be interesting. And Friday, NFP should confirm or deny the ISM report. So that's all. Keep a close eye on average area earnings as well in the US. So America Wednesday, UK and America Thursday, and America all day Friday. Enjoy. And that's it. I just wanted to tear through that because I really just mentioned it on a Saturday, and I just don't want to go into too much detail. So if anyone wants to know my opinions in more detail, I suggest you listen to Saturday's podcast also.
Cool. Well, it definitely sounds that there's going to be a pickup in volatility, which I'm looking forward to, as Monday and Tuesday have been fairly slow for me in the market with my strategies. I currently just have the Kiwi Yen running, as I talked about. Maybe I talked about that on Saturday. I can do a quick recap of it. So the asset was Kiwi Yen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at momentum coming. So this is a very good trade for newer guys who wants to know what multi-time frame analysis is all about. And looking at the monthly and the weekly, they are both in a bear trend. So I'm looking for momentum all the way from the monthly here. And looking when the weekly candle or the weekly run broke through the level of 73, I was looking for a retest back up into the zone, which happened. And then just looking for some sort of pattern on the daily chart to confirm the bear bias that I had, and that came in the formation of a wedge pattern, broke down, and again looking for the start of the bear trend on the daily. Right now I'm just monitoring this trade. I'm looking to target the weekly run on this one, so I'm looking for targets all the way down at 70 spot 33 ish. Of course, I have my rules and my mechanical measures in order to so as risk parameters, but it would be fairly good for me this month if this trade would just drop like a rock, and I would bank, because it's been a like I said in the Slack, it's been a rough month for me in July. I've had a good a lot of profits running just to see all the trades turn back to become small winners or break even trades. But as I said, like those months come throughout the year, so you just have to be prepared for them. But of course, it's a bit. I wouldn't say I'm sad, but it's out of the ordinary, you know. So you just have to prepare for it and make sure that you are you know what's coming.
Yep, I agree. So
that's about it. What I have for this week's trades, Philip.
Yeah, me looking at the markets myself. I'm all focused on the dollar. I sound like a broken record at this stage. What's interesting to me is looking at the dollar rising up to 98, and you know, the DXY, sorry, at this 98.07 level. So the DXY has risen consistently over the past, like, how many days? Since the 19th of July, has just been climbing higher. But what's been even more interesting is just looking at gold. You know, gold being at, like, since the 25th of July, rising along with the dollar. So there's a lot of money piling into gold, even more money piling into gold than the dollar in those past few days since the 25th onwards. The dollar did initially sell off a little bit, but gold did initially sell off as the dollar strength came in, but gold strength has now come back, and it's interesting to watch gold and the dollar rise at the same time. Other than that, scrolling all the way down, I'm just going to look straight at Tesla. What's interesting about this is, I don't know if anyone's ever heard of the daily gap trade, which is, markets don't like gaps, and traders like to try and fill gaps as much as possible. So there is a strategy that people take when there's a big gap in a market, they like to get it filled. So in fact, looking at Tesla here, it gapped down to around the $220-ish area, and now it's back up to $241 today. So it's had like a 2.2% rise today. This is going to be interesting to see, does it fill the gap? So does it get back up to this $250 range? You know, it's probably not far off, and considering there's a bit of a, you know, rise in the US market, it could potentially get there. But all eyes are on this stock at the moment also, and I've been looking at it very closely. Other than that, nothing else really on my watch list of markets. I mean, guess what we could really talk about is, I don't know if anyone got a chance on who's been looking at the Slack page. I threw together the Fed funds rate. Some people were asking about it, so I decided to go into a bit of detail. I can do that for things from time to time if people want me to do that again. I don't mind doing that. But yeah, tomorrow is going to be an interesting day because we're officially going to do a podcast.
A webinar.
Oh my God. Webinar.
It's getting too late.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've, like I said before, I've been flat out all day trying to get the software working and the sound and everything into,
yeah. That's awesome.
Sometimes, the brain goes to mush, Philip. Yeah, it's all set and fixed out now. So the link is put out on the Slack group and the Facebook group. I really think that it's going to be cool getting questions in and being able to answer whatever you guys are wondering about, because it's just it's a bit one sided just doing podcasts, even though of course we're two people here. Yeah. We have gotten more and more questions, of course, from the Slack group, which is fabulous. Mm. Just to gauge where people are at in their journey, but it will just be so much more interactive doing the webinar. And also, like Philip said before, it's going to be a learning curve for us. Yeah. Neither of us have ever done a webinar before, so God knows how that is going to turn out. But we're still going to do it just to wet the feet and tread the waters and see if we can actually pull it off.
That's what she said.
That's what she said, dude.
Yeah, cool. It's going to be good. But apologies for the short podcast today. It's just a quick one. Just a quick run through, basically, of what we were looking at. And obviously, what's going to be happening tomorrow. It's going to be an interesting one, for sure. And I think it's going to be beneficial for a lot of people to be able to see exactly what we see in the market. Maybe even see my charts. See what way I have my charts laid out, because, you know, obviously Petter is more fundamental or more technical. I'm more fundamental, but doesn't mean I don't use technical analysis. So you get to see how someone who takes a different approach to the market, how they have their chart layout. And you probably see there's not actually a whole lot different between the two of us and when it comes to looking at a chart. But yeah, it's going to be a good one anyway. So I guess we wrap this one up. It's only a short one, everyone, but we really look forward to catching up with everyone tomorrow and, you know, finally having a good chat with everyone all at one go. Hopefully, imagine only two people turn up. That'd be devastating.
Well, at least we're trying, Philip.
We're trying, everyone.
That's the most important thing.
Exactly. Okay, cool.
Cool, Philip. I guess I'll chat to you tomorrow then. I hope I see a lot of you guys there. Again, the link for the live event is on the Slack group and the Facebook page, and I will send it over to Philip so we can put it in the description of this podcast episode.
Excellent. Okay, cool. Well, look, listen, I look forward to chatting to everyone tomorrow, and thanks a million, P-Man, for today.
See you later. Bye.